Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Hi, this is Mike Pesca on Gambling. I'm back after a summer hiatus. I know Vegas had it as 2-1 that I had been kneecapped by the Uzbek mob after telling tales out of school. But my particular polecat expose will have to remain on the shelf until carefully vetted by lawyers. Anyway, let's talk about a form of gambling that I enjoy, the futures markets. Aside from a form of gambling, it's a form of information gathering. The traders who bet the futures market bring their collective wisdom and set prices for soybeans, pork bellies, or Representative Kurt Weldon of Pennsylvania. That last commodity, Mr. Weldon, is not traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, but in the Iowa Electronic Markets. It's an ingenious idea that says why not utilize the wisdom of the markets to predict the future of elections? So how does the Iowa Electronic Markets do it? Tom Reitz is the Associate Professor of Finance at the University of Iowa and Director of the Market.
Through the 2000 election, we have compared ourselves to 596 polls running at the same time, and we are closer to the eventual election outcome than the polls are 76% of the time.
That doesn't mean that they're better than 76% of polls. It means they're 76% better than all polls. Another way to measure how the Iowa electronic market does is to compare their predictions in presidential elections versus the actual vote share. And they come within 1.5% of getting it right. That's better than any poll out there. The reason they're so good is that people have skin in the game. They're not just saying who I think I vote for, who I think my neighbors will vote for, or who I want to tell a pollster I'm going to vote for. They put money, real actual money, on who's going to win. You can actually invest or bet $500 real dollars. And the Securities and Exchange Commission has kind of allowed this. They've given the Iowa electronics market the dispensation that says since they're for research purposes, yes, people can trade on these markets. And they try to make bets on who's going to be president. They do some stuff with Hollywood. But the thing that I'm focusing on is midterm elections. Anytime I would read a story about who the pundits were predicting was going to win the House or the Senate, I'd always check back with the Iowa electronic markets to see where the smart money really was. When contracts for control of the House of Representatives first opened in June, you would have to pay, there was a price range of about 45 to 55 cents for a dollar contract. That meant that the chances of the Republicans losing control of the House was hovering around 50-50. It would go up or down a little, depending on news. Republicans retaining control of the Senate, that contract peaked at 80 cents in June, then again near 80 cents on the dollar in August. What that means is that all the traders and their collective wisdom with their real money were predicting there was about an 80% chance that the Republicans would hold the Senate. All this brings up a question. Well, at least to me it did. In the real futures market, where people are trading wheat, I doubt anyone bets with their heart. Oh, I love wheat. I'm going to bet no matter what. But if you look at Las Vegas, people always bet with their heart. I'm betting on the Bears because I like the Bears, not because I've did a thorough analysis of who's going to win. With politics, people have a lot more heart in it than they do with soybeans. So I asked Tom Reitz, are people playing the Iowa electronic markets, even though it's real money, or some of them just putting it on the candidates they want to win rather than betting on who they think will win? And here's what Reitz said.
What I can tell you is that we do have some traders in the market that appear to buy all of a particular candidate and hold until the election. We have other traders in the market that seem to buy and sell fairly continuously throughout a campaign, throughout an election, and are regularly in and out of the market setting prices. The one class of traders appears to have some strongly held beliefs about what will happen and don't change as the markets develop or the campaigns develop. And the other traders appear to be buying and selling with the objective of making money.
So here's the big news right now. There's extreme market volatility. Tom Snee of the University of Iowa emailed last week with this message. He said the cost of a contract on the Republicans holding control of both houses sat at 30 cents Tuesday, last week, Tuesday morning, down from an October high of 55 cents on October 1st. Like I said, that email came last week. As of Monday, October 30th, close of the markets, here's where prices stand. Republicans losing the House of Representatives, 70 cents on the dollar. That's near a record high, meaning 70% chance these markets are predicting the Republicans are going to lose the House of Representatives. Republicans losing the Senate, 25 cents. 10 days ago, that market was at 40 cents, but now the contract is only worth 25 cents. So that's the news from Iowa for what it's worth, which I would say is about 85 cents on the dollar. For Alt.NPR, I'm Mike Pesca on gambling.
Alt NPR.